Catty girls, boys, and my non-binary babies, welcome back to another episode of Antics with Ash. So today, I have a very gorgeous baby girl. It is Amber Gill. Hi, darling.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm not happy.
I knew this was how it was going to start. Go on, lay into me.
So I'm actually a guest on this podcast purely because I wouldn't be able to talk to you otherwise.
Right, basically, so I am the worst airer ever. As in, I've been known to air my dad for several weeks. Do you know what it is? My phone. Do you not get this? You must get this to an extent. My messages, in particular, give me complete anxiety.
So I got ADHD medication for that, and then now I'm fine. So I was non-judgmental previously, but now I'm a little bit judgmental. So
because now you're like, you can literally take a pill and sort yourself out.
Yeah, but you sent us a voice note, and I was like,
Who the hell is this?
Don't come around here.
Mystery woman. She literally, I sent her a voice note this morning, like, double checking we're good for today. And she was like, babe, what? Yeah. And I thought, she's going to lay into me today. She's going to, that's fair.
No. To be fair, I'm not that mad. I'm like semi-mad. Yeah, because I do the same shit, but I don't like when people do it to me.
Yeah, fine.
I'm a hypocrite, so.
I'm like that, though.
Yeah, but I'm happy to see you.
I love you.
I love you, too.
See, that lasted all of 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'm fine now. Anyway.
Kill him with a smile and charisma. Okay, first of all, I just want to say, why are you in your sleigh bag at the minute?
I don't know.
She's rocked up here, yeah. She looks like Alicia Keys in her prime, i.e. no makeup. The braids are braiding. Look, are these goddess braids?
No.
What are they? What braids are these?
Well, maybe they're a slight goddess, but
because
I thought
you've
goddess
got
was
the like hairy bits at the end.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Thank you.
Do they at all make you want to do this?
No. Not yet.
Okay, because I've been wanting to be on the braid train for a long time, but I'm like terrified.
Have you had them before?
Never.
I would love to see you in a braid.
I know, and I want to do like caramel, like all out. Right? I want these basically.
Yeah. No, I think that you would see.
Do you love?
Yeah.
Well, you just wake up every day and they're done.
Everything's so done, and I've decided this is my look for this year.
Yeah, as it should
it's
be.
It's just my look. Like, I kind of feel like.
Are you on the whole like just dewy summer face, like that vibe?
Yeah, I've always been that.
To be fair, you've never been a big makeup girlie in that
sense,
have you?
No, I tried, but it just doesn't look good. Mm. Like a big lash. I don't know what I was doing. It doesn't look good on us, but yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not being funny. I feel like in your Love Island era, you were giving like face. Yeah.
Liner, yeah.
Yeah, you were. You actually were.
No, and then
I love this on you so much. I just think this is like gorgeous.
I think this is my look, and I think that then I was kind of figuring things out as I do. And then now I'm slowly getting into like sleigh bag era.
Babe, you're slowly getting in. You are firmly in the bag, my friend.
Oh, I got
you
dropped in the deep end.
Yeah, you're inside it. You're in the bag, and I'm just gonna do this and take you home with me. Speaking of.
Yes.
ADHD. Speaking of it. Exactly, see, ADHD.
Yeah.
Speaking of, tell me about this because I'm really intrigued because I've been contemplating. I speak about ADHD on here all the time, just like the way that my brain is like a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And I know mates that have gone on medication and have been like, it's changed my life.
Yeah.
And I'm so scared that it's going to like, I almost think I'm going to take the pill and not be funny.
But you know why? No, I was scared of that as well.
Really?
And I'm not even as funny as you, but I was worried that
you were,
like,
though.
I was worried. No,
really?
I'm a bit more dry, like monotone.
Yeah. Your humour's more like cut you deep.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
No.
I think it does in a good way. It's
sassy. But I do think that everyone thinks that they have ADHD. Mm. However, apparently 1 in 20 people have it.
Really?
So apparently we must all have it. Yeah.
1 in 20 people have it.
Yeah. And I think for our industry, it makes sense that a lot of us are like, rocking
percent.
With it. Like, I get it. And it's changed my life. I think that's partly contributing to the sleigh bag is me being on ADHD medication. Because now, like, I'm posting on Instagram. I mean, I don't know if you've seen.
Yeah. But
I was silent.
Yeah, you were.
And then
but
now
why?
I'm like, hi, photo dump.
Bury that.
Yeah.
But why were you silent? Like, what was it? You just felt like it was overwhelming?
I get really bad, like, ADHD paralysis.
Okay.
So I'm a perfectionist, I want to post something, oh, it's not perfect, am I going to do it? And then my brain starts just getting into itself and then I don't do anything.
That's me.
Yeah, so I got medication.
That's me.
And it's helping?
Really?
Do you not think that I'm just more, like, around now?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're also just so much more in yourself. I feel like you're very self-assured now. It feels like... And obviously, it's hard to say, because when you watch people on social media, you only get, like, a snippet.
Yeah, it's not the real.
Yeah, like, everybody knows that's, like, a snippet of their life. But I feel like you feel just more comfortable in you now, which is so... Maybe I should do it, man.
Just go for it. Just go for it. It's like, even if you just do the diagnosis and if you find out that you've got it, even finding out that you've got it is like just reaffirming in itself without the medication.
Yeah.
And then you can take a pill, and if you're not funny, then just don't fucking do it again.
Yeah, if you're not funny.
You know what I mean? Fucking do it again.
That is what I'm thinking in my head, though. I was like, I'm so scared because I feel like my brain being jambalaya is what is the magic. So I was like, if I'm not... like, scramble damble up there. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be funny anymore. Like, where's my jokes gone?
Like, have you ever watched SpongeBob?
Yeah.
I was conscious that I was going to be like, you know, when SpongeBob tries to be normal, because Squidward's like, I'm sick of your games. Like, boring, be normal. Yeah, yeah. And he's like, hi, how are you?
And he's like, I'm dead.
Asking about the weather. Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to be like. I was like, no, I can't be, like, normal SpongeBob.
Yeah, and Bikini Bottom just can't deal with me not being funny. Like, that's not an option.
Bikini Bottom would cease to exist without SpongeBob being chaos.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That paralysis thing, though, is... But there's different forms of it, though, right? Because there's, like, the hype... Is there not the hyperactive ADHD and then the other one?
Yeah. What's the other... So, obviously, when I say I've got ADHD, people are like, you've got the most monotone voice. You're not hyperactive. Like, you know, I'm
really?
Not hyperactive. Like, I'm fun and I can be chaos.
But you're chill.
I'm not hyperactive.
Yeah.
There's hyperactive and inattentive, and I'm inattentive. So it's, like, struggle to focus... paralysis, like, everything is more inward. So
right.
My brain is more chaos than it being, like, outward chaos.
Okay, so like, you may not externally show it, but inside,
the thoughts are, like...
emotional damage everywhere, right.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
My thing is 1,000,000%, like, focusing on tasks.
Oh, it's a fucking myth, man.
Can't do... you know when people are like, tell me you've got ADHD without telling me you've got ADHD, and it's like me tying my shoelace while Googling, like what was the Russian Revolution in 1986, whilst also on the phone to my dad.
Yeah.
I've got a half-written email over there.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, wait, what's going on? Like, why have I started 8 things and then I won't finish any of them?
I didn't know that was normal, though, because that was just my everyday life.
Yeah, same.
Like, I'd be like, all right, okay, you can't go to sleep unless you alphabetically name all the countries in the world. Go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, go. But I'm like, surely that's what everyone does. Like, you know?
No, people's brains are just...
normal.
Like,
no way.
Silence, yeah? Just silence.
What? People actually sit there and there's silence in their brains?
Literally, yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah. I've dated all of them. Just nothing.
Tumbleweeds.
Yeah,
crickets.
Nothing. Just the monkey. Like this.
No.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what one you're on about. No. That's mad. Okay, you two, do you sit there and your brains are clear?
Not once in my life.
Not once.
Industry, though? Same industry?
It's the same industry. It's same creatives. Industries.
Yeah.
I think creatives. Do you sit there and your brain's just not doing anything?
No, it's always thinking of something.
Yeah. It's always thinking.
We're all in the dumb stuff fire together, but that's the problem. We're all together.
Yeah.
We're all together.
That's so true.
So we all think it's normal. It's not fucking normal.
It's not normal.
It's not normal.
Also, can I just say, just quickly, the hairography with this hair, I'm obsessed. You're wearing it as a shawl. As in, half, like, yeah, it's that. Wear me as a scarf. Half the time, it's, like, draped. It just looks so good. Is it heavy?
No.
You should never touch a black girl's hair, but I am around myself, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's very light.
It doesn't count when it's with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's very light.
It is very light. So I've had them before down here. Don't do that. I used to have to like brace myself to wake up when I had the big ones. I used to have to say, right, okay.
This. Like, you resurrected from bed with your shawl.
Yeah, I was like,
No.
Yeah. So this length, if you're going to get it, this is a good...
Can you put it up like this?
I don't really like the up look, but you can.
Fine.
I like
you almost have to, like, really put it, like, off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Lasso.
Whip my hair back and forth.
Yeah.
And then I just do a ponytail.
Fine.
Or I do a little half up.
Oh, half up, half down is very cute. Down,
yeah.
Okay.
But that's it. Yeah.
I love it. So it's, like, mesmerising. I can't get over it. Anyway, right. Amber, I want to know, what have you been up to? What's new?
Oh, babes, so much stuff, you know.
Yeah, what's going on? You're an author.
Work stuff or, like, real life stuff or what?
Whatever. Okay, work stuff. What's going on with work stuff?
Work stuff.
Because you're a full-on author, which I can't get over.
Yeah, I'm a full-on author. So, first book's done and dusted. That came out in 2022. It was
insane.
In the best-selling chart for 11 weeks.
Babe.
Yum, yum.
Shakespeare's been real quiet yeah. since Abigail came on the scene, ladies and gentlemen.
Has anyone seen Shakespeare? I'm
no, no, no. And that's much to think about. Where you gone? State your name, cuz. Exactly. Exactly. What compelled you to get into, like, that?
Do you know what it is? I was always a reader. Like, I was going to do an English degree. I didn't...
Were you?
Yeah. I loved reading. Okay. I love reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought anything of it because, you know, writers, like, I don't... Myself doesn't spring to mind. Now, you know, if you think author, writer.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like me.
I'm thinking, like, a J.K. Rowling looking ass woman.
Yeah, Jackie
in a little,
Wilson.
Yeah, like, little cafe, kind of kooky, mysterious. Has eight cats.
Yeah, not me.
And that just that you don't think
yeah.
Alicia Keys in her prime.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what, yeah, I get it. I actually get it.
But yeah, HarperCollins approached me because they were like aware that the writers,
mm-hmm.
the authors, characters, everything was very mm-hmm. much middle class white women within the Mills and Boone industry.
Okay, yeah, but
division.
I mean facts, yeah. yeah.
And they were like, oh, we want to change that. So they did a competition and then they saw how much I like got into it and were like, do you not want to write a book?
Stop.
And I was like, me? No, I can't do that.
Who, me? Am I the drama?
No. Okay, yeah.
So, but yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, yes. No, but yes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then that was it?
That was it, yeah.
And what was... Were you, like... Were you drawing from experience?
No, in my book.
Yeah.
No, do you know
not
what?
Not at all. Do people ask you that a lot?
Yeah, but, like...
Yeah.
I find that when you get the opportunity to be creative, you don't want to... Think
you don't want to. You don't want to write about
that's
yourself,
not
right?
That's
right.
Just like talking about experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just time to be like completely different from me,
right?
And yeah, it did really well. However, it did so well. The sign is on for another one.
Yes,
and my second one,
which I've seen. This is like the recent one, right?
No, this comes out. It's not out yet.
Oh,
I should pretend it.
No, because I was obviously scrolling through Instagram this morning.
Whatever. I haven't even posted anything about it on Instagram.
Oh, really?
This is a live exclusive.
Oh,
and
shit.
And you're a liar.
It's not a live joking. Exclusive and you're a liar and a cheat.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, go on. Tell us about it. What are you allowed to say?
I don't know, actually, before I even start.
Right, so don't give me all this lip, yeah?
Yeah, no, I don't know what I'm about to say. I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
I don't know what I'm about to say.
I don't know what I'm about to say. I don't know what I'm about to say.
Okay, you don't know, but basically...
Basically, do you know what I'm
round
saying?
Round two.
I fucking know what I'll say. Second book's coming out. Very excited.
Do you feel like this is your thing now? Like, do you feel like you're really in your stride with it?
ADHD, babes. A lot of things are my thing.
Yeah, you're right.
A lot
you're
of
like
things
me.
Are my thing.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hi, I'm playing the trumpet today.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, no. And then my friend, oh, how did that go? Oh, no.
What?
I literally bought one. I've sold it now.
And I'm like, what are you talking about?
3 weeks later. Yeah, I'm
They're
done.
Like, you literally had a trumpet 2 weeks ago. I'm like... That wasn't me.
No, yeah. I don't know who you think that is.
No.
That's an imposter. That
but
wasn't
that's
me.
That's one of my things.
Okay.
So the second one's about two girls. LGBTQ.
Ally.
Yeah. Talk, Valentina.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, it's about two girls.
Okay.
I think that's all I'm allowed to say for the minute. I don't really have a release date because
mm-hmm.
it's still in the works.
Okay.
But that's one of the main projects of this year.
I love this for you.
Yeah.
Yay.
Another
okay.
thing, right?
Go
on.
On
the list. How long? I just want to get
listen,
through it.
Get the
right?
scroll out and just do this.
Josh Must Win. Josh Must Win TV show.
Yes. We were talking about this. Yeah. What the hell?
It's crazy.
As in,
is it?
Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
So that comes out Monday the 25th. So, like...
Literally, now.
Like soon,
okay.
Like in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God, how are you feeling about
I'm
that?
I'm excited. It's so random.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
yeah.
the biggest shit you've ever seen in your life. Like,
right.
what we're doing. Basically, me, Vicky,
yeah.
Nick and Pete have got to
Vicky
make
is,
win.
Like, just my most favourite person
Those
ever.
Those three...
Yeah.
I loved
Gold,
it. Yeah.
yeah.
I loved it.
It's such a safe space as well.
Like
even
had
if
the best time.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
You are thriving.
No, I know.
Also, you've just got your fingers in many different pies. Like this. How are you
All
going from Jacqueline Wilson
yeah,
to Josh Wilson?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And personally, right?
Another one.
7 days ago, I was up fucking Kilimanjaro. Climbed to the top.
Off your own back?
Off my own back. Fun. Just recreational. Not everyone says for comic relief. I said no.
Oh, I thought it was comic relief as well.
No.
I'm in hell.
No.
You just said, I woke up and said, I'm climbing Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I booked it like a year ago and then it came out and I was like, fuck, I'm doing it.
So good for you, girl. I'm telling you, you are my favourite person right now. What is going on?
I don't know.
Have you just got a new lease of life?
Yeah, I really
have. Okay, because this is also like, because you were like, oh, shall I talk about work shit? But I'm like, that's work, that's personal, that's, mm-hmm. I feel like that's everything. Kind of all of it.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Did you train for it?
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you have to do that in stints?
What?
Kilimanjaro.
In stints?
Do you do it in, like, stints? Yeah.
Oh, as in, like, it took 5 days
Yeah, not yet. Is she thinking, like, in stilts?
She was like... In stilettos?
In stilettos? What? Yes. Yeah, no. Did you have to do it in stages? Or
Yeah. It takes 5 days to get up there.
Ross.
To the top. Yeah. So you do have to train for it, but... I'm a boxing babes, I'm a Pilates babes, I'm a running babes.
I was going to say, if your general fitness is of a good standard...
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
As in, you can do it, yeah. Right?
But you want to know something fun, right?
Always.
So altitude, it's like 6,000 metres or just a little bit less than 6,000.
Yeah, because your body has to, like, climatise to it as you go up.
No, but me, I have no effect altitude. No effect altitude.
Not you, also, Iron Lady. The new Amber Gill is killing me.
Do you know what I mean?
She's
like, I want to summit Everest now. I'm like, hang on a second. No effect.
But
people were being sick, nosebleeds, headaches, couldn't even get to the top. I mean, not from our group, but couldn't get to the top.
Me, no shade.
I was like, do you want to do a TikTok? Me.
You're joking. Do you want to do a TikTok?
Yeah, at the top of the mountain.
She said
like,
altitude. Oh. I don't know her.
Never heard of her.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Isn't it?
Did you find that mentally challenging?
No.
I've realised, you're actually an awful podcast because you're just thriving. It's nothing to chat about. As in, she said altitude.
Altitude, no.
I climbed Kilimanjaro. What now, Ash? Get fucked. Off you go. Oh, my God.
No, but you know what it is with me? If I want to do something and I'm having a good time, I'll do it.
You'll put your mind to it.
The minute that I'm not having a good time, I'm not doing it. So, like...
Oh, really?
People were saying to me about SAS, like, when I was hiking Kilimanjaro, they were like, yeah, but you're quite robust. Like, what? Why?
Right.
Why did you last 2 seconds on SAS?
Right.
Like, because I didn't want to be there.
Yeah, tell me about that, because when I watch SAS, my toxic trait is, and I've said this before, I think that I can do everything. Basically, altitude don't know her. That's what I think I am about everything.
Yeah.
So, like, I watch SAS and I'm like, physically, I may be 4'11", but I'm a fucking unit. I'm like, mentally, yeah, you could say I'm chaotic, but I am strong. Like, you can wear me down.
Yeah.
And I'll be good. So I'm like, I'll be fine. But it looks really hard. Did you just become over it?
The minute that I got there, I came in sliders, and the one mad at this for in sliders, I went, do you know what it is? This is not for me. And that was before I even got on the plane on anything. I was like, they were like, fucking sliders!
You're like, I'm just a girl.
Sliders. Where's your trainers? I was like, I don't know what's going on. And then they were like, you fucking and I was like, whoa! It's only it's not
It's not.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, that's you. Retweet.
It's only bleep. It's not.
It's
bleep.
Not bleep. Yeah. Wait. So you were just like, this is too much. It does feel when you watch it, it feels a little bit performative because obviously it's a TV show at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it's like I know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But it's like you've got these people just like saying totally fair enough things.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean, you fucking thicko? And it's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just
and
said
I'm
about
also
my.
Also, very much make love, not war.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I was never meant to be there.
You're killing me at the minute.
Yeah.
How the hell did you do Love Island then? Because you were made to be there.
But was I doing it or was I just.
Were you just there?
I was just there.
You were just there.
Like, if we rewind the tapes, was I actually doing it?
Fair.
I don't know if I was.
Do you know what?
I was just on a beanbag all the time, like, and won it. I can't believe
you won it. But you were, and also you were, because I wasn't even sure if I wanted to talk about Love Island today. Reason being is, I hate that thing of almost like, you know, just constantly just you are the Love Island person because you're so not like...
And
you're,
it's like 5 years.
Right, and you're so far removed from that now with everything that you're doing. But like, it's hard not to just because there must have been like a level of growth from Love Island to now because I feel like the completely different people.
Do you think?
Yeah, are you joking?
Oh, I think at the core, the same.
At the core, like, that sassy knows who she is, bitch. But no, like, there's like a real, like...
Different.
Softness here that I'm like wasn't yeah that I well again it's hard because we only saw a tiny snippet of and I also feel like you were on Love Island in its heyday as in you were like I want to say you were almost might have been the last series that I watched like you were in the prime of it when it was actually lit shade but it's not lit anymore.
I didn't say it. I didn't say that. You said
I did.
Yeah,
and I'll say it again. How did you find the whole thing? Because I... Did you know that I nearly did it, like, 3 years ago?
Yeah, you messaged me. Back when we used to speak, back when we were friends, remember?
The way she shaded me, she's just like this. yes, so back when I used to not air messages...
Yeah.
Yeah, I messaged you and I was like, what did I... I can't even remember what I would have said. Exactly. Brain. I would have said, I think...
about going on, like, what do you think? And I sent, like, the... really nice message being like, go for it. But, like, I feel like you would outshine everyone, I'm sure. That's what I said.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You actually did say that, which was really, like, that's really lovely.
Yeah, especially for me. I don't really say much nice.
Agreed. So, like, I'm going to really take
that. But, you know, I don't lie either. No. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, babe, you'll outshine everyone if I didn't think that.
If
like,
you did, oh, no. That, if like, you thought I was going to be shit, you would have been like, babe, it's not for you.
It's not for you.
Good luck, but it's not for you.
But you're far too much...
Too much.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, but like, in a good way.
Yeah.
That you just would,
Did you find it? I'm now really, really glad that I didn't go on it. Obviously, just because I was clutching at that point. Like, I kind of knew that I wanted to, like, go somewhere within the industry. And I was still, like, dancing and performing. But I wanted to break into TV space. And I was almost getting to the point where, like, how else do I do it? How else do I show that I can speak and, like, you know, be charismatic and blah, blah, blah?
Show
and
your
personality. Right. And I was like, I don't know. I've got nothing left.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go on Love Island. Like, there's what are the choices there?
Yeah.
But what were your... Because I feel like when you went on it, it was, dare I say it, a little bit more authentic. Like, people were not strictly going on there for a brand deal at the end of it. They were kind of just like... okay, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a change. I want to do something. I want to take, like, a little leap of faith into something unknown. Let's do it.
That's exactly what I did.
Really?
Yeah, I was 21.
God, you were 21.
I was a baby, yeah. I was 21. And I don't know if I wanted to be in the TV industry.
Really?
I always thought that people would probably know us.
Right.
I don't know why I felt like that. People will know me.
You're like, they're going to know me. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah. Not post on Instagram.
Stop. People will know they me. They will know me.
They will. But then I was just like, they messaged me, so I didn't apply for it. They messaged me.
Right.
You know, like, they do.
The, like, casting researchers,
And I was just like, fuck it. 21, why not?
Right.
I thought I'd get kicked off in the first week, because, you know, like, with me, people either really... understand is or they don't.
Or they didn't,
at all. Like, the haters or the lovers, kind of no in between.
Yeah.
And so I remember saying to my family, I'll get kicked off in a week and it'll be, is what it is.
Right, and you just weren't asked about that. You were let's just see.
Yeah, because I just thought, like, I don't know, I kind of feel like gaining followers from Love Island's, like, a cheat code kind of thing.
Yeah,
I want to gain followers because people like me.
Not because
I went on a show.
Even though
that's what I've done now, but... You know, you can't unwrite and
let's be honest, you're not going to take them back.
No, I want them.
Like, once you got the vibe, let me do it the authentic way.
I'm not
mad about Kilimanjaro it. And get the followers, do you know what I mean?
And I wouldn't get the followers from Kilimanjaro because nobody gives a fuck. But that's now because thing. Me, they do.
Now they do. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It is the perfect trifecta. Did you find that it was hard to be yourself in there?
No.
Yeah.
I can't do anything else.
To be fair, you were very much just you.
I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's on the neurodivergent spectrum, but I can't do anything else.
But that's why you won. That's 1,000,000% why you won.
Yeah.
Do you know what's so funny? I remember the first few episodes, even I did like you.
Did you know?
No. No. I remember thinking, no, genuinely.
No, I'm shocked because all people with good taste like me from the beginning.
Really? Yeah. No. I think she might be a bitch. No, genuinely. I'm not gonna lie to you. Me and you were sisters, like, I'm not gonna lie. And then by the end, I was like, I fucking love her. She's the only one I would want to win. Genuinely.
Why a bitch though?
Just like sassy. And I thought maybe you thought you were too much. And then as I watched it, I was like, oh my God, she's the only actual real one in there. No, genuinely. I was like, once you keep watching it, then you're like, wait, no. Yeah, like, yeah, she is actually the only one that's genuinely being authentic out of everyone.
But I find that in situations, it takes a while for my personality to come out. So obviously I know you on this podcast, I'm fine. But say if it was brand new, I'm more like quiet and people would probably think I'm a bitch because I still say what I think.
Right.
But I'm not as soft because I don't know.
You wouldn't
people.
Be as warm because no, you're I'm like, not. I don't know who you are.
And so I always get that. But yeah, I think that it was probably nerves. I was 21 and I didn't really care either. Like, I didn't
Which
care.
Which I love. Like, looking back now, I'm like, people always love those characters. Yeah. Like, the ones that just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That is 1,000,000% why you won.
But also, you don't give a
shit? No.
I
give less shits now.
Right.
But I care.
Right.
Like, I'm a little bit of a people pleaser.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, and I generally am, like, my personality is just quite bubbly.
Yeah.
Like, it always has been. Like, even when I was younger. So, like, that is who I am. Mm. But I tend to be a little bit more of a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Definitely when I was younger. I think now I'm like, oh, my God. So, I say I read this book. I can't read a book because...
ADHD.
Yeah.
ADHD.
I... In fact, this is a good question to ask you. Could you read before taking these meds?
Yeah.
I can't.
You're fucked. No, I'm joking.
No, I am.
I'm joking. No, but that was like my... So I think that you find things that you hyper-fixate on.
Right.
Hyper-focus. So I would hyper-focus on books. Yours.
Oh, okay. So you could really hone in on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But ask us to do something else. No way.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I will read the same page of a book 5 times... I'm skim reading though, as in nothing is going in. Then I'm like, let me read it again and let me try and really clear my brain.
No.
And I was sat there, couldn't tell you what's happened on that page.
Yeah.
What?
No, it probably does take me twice as long to read a book as a normal
Fine.
Person. But
okay.
I still, I persevere because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
But from what you are saying, I think the difference between me and you is that you're very bubbly and I'm not as bubbly.
Right,
and so people are like, fucking cow, because I'm not like...
Hi. Yeah, because like, you're not immediately like, smiley at everyone and blah, 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 yeah.
I'm not.
But also, you don't need to, if that's not you, why force
that?
I can't.
No. Like, people I know, I am, like, super bubbly, I'm very cuddly, I'm very affectionate. People I don't know, I'm just a bit not.
Right.
But then I find... For me, that's more authentic because, you know, if I fuck with you, I fuck with your heart.
Yeah, 100%. But I think that's why I liked you so much by the end of that series.
Yeah.
Because I remember being like, oh, no. Like, she is black and white.
Yeah.
As in, like, even your...
Race, some would say.
Well, yes. The way that worked, and that wasn't even meant to be a thing. But, like, you were so straightforward. Like, even your girls on there by the end, it was like... I just know that if you're one of her girls, you are one of her girls,
she's
one of yours, and that's it. Like, and me and my friends are so like that. Like, I've had the same friends since I was young. Like, I'm not one of these that has, like, new friends every day and, like, oh, these girls, ooh. Like, my friends are my friends.
But you know what? Saying that, I think I've grown a lot now. I very much used to be like that, but I've learned that closing myself off to all different people because I want to keep the same
friends. Oh, no. I agree with that.
That's what I was doing. So, like,
when
I find friends, I keep a hold of them.
Right.
Even if they're not, like, the perfect fit or they're not a great friend, I'm like, I'm loyal. I, like, love it. I love it.
Stay my friend forever.
But I've learned recently, sometimes you just need to let people go.
You outgrow friendships.
And make space for new people.
Yeah.
Just to find people that are more like you.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older.
Yeah.
So like, when I was 22, I had a certain friend. Now I don't want to go to the club and shake my ass.
Yeah, I get it.
Every weekend.
Can't relate.
No, every weekend. I'll do it once a month, maybe.
Can we do it one time?
Yeah, of course.
Please?
Of
okay.
Course.
Yay. Yay.
When you see me in the box every weekend, don't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, in it. Oh,
don't
well,
say anything.
You know we don't need to talk about that. I'll be there. I can't. But no, I agree. As in, don't get me wrong. I think when I say that, like, I know my real solid friends, I will keep for a long time because that is just the person I am. But don't get me wrong, there have been a handful of people from back in the day that in my early 20s I was very, very close with.
Yeah.
That it's sad, but you do just outgrow them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that might be at the expense of their feelings. It might be at the expense of yours. But, like, I've had a few friendships where, like, I look back now and I'm like, you know when, like, you get the memories come up on your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, like, I used to be completely best mates with that person. That's insane.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, we've just outgrown each other.
No, I know. That's like, been happening to me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you find that after Love Island? Or do you think more that gap between when you were off and, like, now?
When I was off and
really?
Now.
Really?
Like, pre, not really.
Not really asked.
Between then, yeah. Because, like, 21 to 26 is just a funny old time.
It's and a bit of funny old time. It's a jolly old show.
It's a funny old time. but I find that what happened with me, very interesting. Obviously gave no fucks on the show.
Right.
After I've come off the show, I've got this platform and part of the job is being liked by people.
Right.
So I found that I was, like, reversing how I was and I was slightly people-pleasing.
Okay.
So I think part of what's happening this year is I'm not fucking people-pleasing, I'm the right. same. But there's a softness now because I'm older and I've done a lot of
yeah.
things. So it's kind of like, oh, no, she's not a bitch, she just is what she is. And the people-pleasing's kind of going. Because I think I was going to go nuts. I think I was going to fucking lose it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and, like, lockdown and things, I was, like, 20% off, Amber 20 on
not...
the...
Amber 20, you know what I mean? Don't the kill
fashion
me.
Picks, and now I'm like, but I'm not fashion... Like, I wear a jogger and a Birkenstock, and I'm happy this way.
P.S. These Birkenstocks are the cutest things yeah. in the world, guys.
Hashtag Amber 20 for 20% off.
Period. Really? Yeah. Really?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, my God, I was going to say, if she hasn't got an ad for this, she needs to, Lord knows.
No, I do, actually.
They are really cute. I want a little pair of those.
Yeah, and the fur on the inside.
Yeah. They're not a summer shoe though, are they? Obviously it's nice for now.
Without the fur in. I've got the ones without the fur as well.
Oh, swear down.
Yeah, and they're great. Yeah.
I'm gonna have a little look. I'm going shopping this weekend. Anyway, right, look at that. ADHD. So you feel like, yeah, I completely get that, but I think so many people that do reality in general TV
yeah.
have that moment of, like, you are performing.
Yeah.
I've had this. I've said this to you about how I feel about this job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started making TikToks
yeah.
in my bedroom, talking shit. I'm like, I'll say whatever I say. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I don't have anything funny to say today. I won't say anything funny.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it became a job. And then last year I was like, wait, now I feel like I'm forcing it.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm like putting my phone here and I'm like, this isn't how I used to do it. Yeah. I'm like, now I'm forcing a story out and I've written something in my notes because everyone's like, you must post every day, otherwise you lose relevance. And then, and, like, I've now done exactly what you said. I've, like, gone the other way where I'm like, oh, my God, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't matter.
I will post when I have something funny to say. Yeah. And if I don't, sorry, guys, tumbleweeds.
There's nothing,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing to say. Sometimes I'm down bad.
Exactly.
I'm not funny. I've even started crying on my story every now and again.
Oh, well, that's a bit far, but I
could. Amber could never. Amber's like, I'm too real bitch for that. Oh, no.
No, I do sometimes think I want to cry. Like, I posted a photo of us like this.
Are you a crier? I can't imagine you being a crier.
I know I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a crier. I love crying.
I'm very, very soft. People don't know.
Yeah, oh, no, I can feel that from you, though.
I'm so soft.
I think you're a soft girly, and you're a lover girly, I imagine.
The biggest lover girl.
Are you?
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the worst. It's the worst. It's hell. I don't...
Is it hell? Oh, yeah, it's hell.
Yeah.
No, don't say it's hell.
It is.
Do you think dating has... Oh, wow, actually, no, the elephant in the room, you coming out was a cultural reset. It was so lit. I remember seeing that and going, I actually remember everyone was talking about it when you came out. Like, it was like a huge thing. Like,
yeah,
everyone was like, wait, did you hear Amber Gill? I went, yes. Yes, I did hear. Mm-hmm. Much to think about. And I remember everyone just went into meltdown.
Yeah.
Like, did you find that hard? Because that was off the back of, like, you had a huge platform by that point. Like, you had a lot of followers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there were a lot of people, like, watching your every move.
Yeah.
Were you, like, did you feel pressure to come out? Was there a part of you that was like, I don't even want to come out, I just want to like girls, and then just like girls?
No, as soon as I figured out, I couldn't wait.
Really?
Yeah, as soon as I figured out, yeah. I think that adds to the layers. I think there's a lot of layers. Yeah. Which is why I feel quite comfortable in myself mm-hmm. now. I think that's a big layer.
Right.
And so when it happened, when I realised, I was like, oh.
Yeah. It all makes sense now.
But, like, yeah, it does.
It was, like, all adding up.
Yeah, everything, you know, the woman with all the algebra around her.
I love that meme so much. Yeah, they're like...
Yeah, that was me figuring it out. And so
stop.
When it came to the point that I was, like, post about it, I was more, like, excited. And right. I think that my followers are cool as fuck as well. Like,
100%.
If they're rocking with me, that you're cool. You're an ally already. Yeah. Like, you're not a dickhead if you follow me.
You don't
me.
Need to be, like, persuaded to be there.
I'm once... be like, guys, I've got a lot to say. I was just like...
I'm out.
I switched teams.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Ooh. It was that... That was literally it, wasn't it? You no, just it was, said... Didn't you say I switched teams?
I said I switched teams, and people always talk about that. So every podcast I go on, people talk about that. But people don't talk about... I made a TikTok that got, like, 8 million views, and it was me, like...
I remember this. And that was the sound of the year, that it sound. Was, yes, yeah. And it was...
The gate was there, screaming to get out.
That was it.
And everyone was like, what? And I was like, yeah.
I so distinctly remember seeing that and thinking, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Wait. Were you scared? Like, were you scared for the reception at all?
No, I think one thing about me is that I do things without thinking a lot of the time.
Good. Yes, same.
And so I was like, oh, this is fun. This is hilarious. Like, when I'm in a group, I'm like, yeah.
You with your phone propped up on your little tripod. Like,
I'm like, that's a great bit of content.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 8 million views, here I come.
Yeah. Okay. No, I didn't expect that, though.
Did you not?
No, because it's a shit video. I would have done it much better than that if I thought everyone was going to see it. Like,
are you just, come on. Amber, that was like... It that video
should I
was.
Should I revisit it this
you
year?
You should revisit it. Yeah, you should. Oh my God, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I gotta do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. That's really funny. But yeah, I remember that that was such a huge thing, and it was really refreshing coming off a show that I think is the straightest show in the world.
Very straight.
Don't get me wrong, like, there have been people on the show that have played for both, but like. Even then, it's so straight.
Yeah.
And I think it was really refreshing for people to see someone come off of something like that and be like, oh, God, no, I figured it out. That was so wrong. No wonder it didn't work out.
Yeah.
This is me.
Yeah.
Did you feel off dating boys, like, even on Love Island and stuff?
Did I feel off?
Yeah, as in, did you feel it? No. Did you feel knob, for God's sake. Did you feel them up? Or?
Did I feel off?
Did it make you feel, like, off? Did it feel weird? Because it wasn't quite, you know, did it feel not quite right when you did date guys?
It's so hard to say, because I could say yeah now. Yeah, it felt off.
Yeah, exactly. But at the time, you just don't know.
But if you actually watch the show, it's interesting to see how I interact.
Really?
Man, it's very interesting. Like... It's just interesting.
It's just interesting.
This is what I mean when I say, like, was I actually participating or was I just there?
I think maybe you were just going through the motions.
I think I was just there. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, somebody coupled up with me, I coupled up with that. But I don't remember being like, wow.
I really feel passionately about this person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't remember that. I remember being upset and I was crying and stuff, but that was more because I was being taken for a dickhead.
I was going to say, yeah.
Anything else?
It was. That's more of a, like, ego humiliation thing than anything.
Rather than, like, I'm heartbroken.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just interesting to watch. I do like to watch clips back because I'm like, fucking hell, you are gay. Like, you are.
You are gay. Fucking hell, you are gay.
But, like, why did you not connect the dots? Like,
agreed.
Connect the fucking dots. Like, come on, it's right in front
of
you.
It's simple.
You've got 35 men, then you're like zero. That's
dot to dot to dot, one to two. It's very simple. It's a colouring book. Yeah. Guys, get with it.
But do you know what I will say, though? I think the problem is that my type in girls also isn't the type that are on Love Island.
Do you know agreed. What I'm saying? So you almost wouldn't have.
Yeah, it's
had
hard to
that.
Connect the dots when I'm not, like, attracted to those. Obviously,
okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
my
yeah,
friends
yeah.
As well, love
right.
Them, but, like, I don't want to fuck you. Do you know
no,
what I mean?
No, of course not. Yeah. Which again is something that I hate so much about. It's almost like you must have got this when you did come out. That thing of, like, wait, so I don't get it. Well, you didn't fancy girls in Love Island, and it's like, oh my God,
yeah.
You don't just all of a sudden come out and, like, all fanny. You're like.
Yeah, do you know
like,
what I mean?
Do you know like, what I mean? Like, that's not how it works.
It doesn't work like
that's
that.
That's like saying I walk down the street and want every knob.
Every single
well.
Man.
Actually, no, I'm joking, guys. But, yeah, it's like that... annoys me so much when people say that. And they're like, oh, but you, there were so many beautiful women in Love Island. What, you didn't like them? Yeah. Like, are you really out? And it's like, mate, I didn't fancy any of them.
And that's...
Like, nice. They're beautiful. You can, like, appreciate beauty and still not want to fuck any of them.
Exactly, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. And so I think that was why it was a bit harder to connect the dots. And I think when I moved down to London, everything was like, oh...
Then you're like, wow, I'm getting it now. Yeah. Okay. And you figured out what your type was.
Yeah.
What's the type?
So some would call it a soft mask.
Yes.
Or like a soft mask.
Yeah, I know exactly, yeah. Do you know what? My TikTok algorithm is so funny. I'm such an ally that I get all of the soft mask videos. Yeah. And I watch them and I'm like, wow.
They are fit, aren't they?
They're really fit. Yeah, I'm like, I really get this. Yeah. Like, I understand it because I'm like, wow, yes. They're
but
unreal.
The best thing about a soft mask is, like, a cute personality.
Right.
Because I'm quite a dominant personality in a relationship. Not in the bedroom, just personality.
Yeah.
And I like a cutie personality.
Yeah. Well, because you're a lover girl, though.
I'm
that's
a lover
why.
Girl, so I
so you want just someone that's just going to love you.
Yeah.
Love me, feed me, never leave me.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Do you find dating in London hard in general?
I find dating, no matter where it is, no matter where it is.
Preach.
Could be anywhere. I find it difficult.
I think dating is awful.
Yeah.
I'm not having a good time. I've been not having a good time, to be fair.
You're not having a good time?
Now I'm kind of having a good time.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I will never. I will die on my sword. I was saying this to Molly. I'm this person, right? I can't do public relations.
Oh.
As in, I will at some point, I'm sure, but, like, I saw this meme the other day. It made me die. It was legit. It said, legit, me at my wedding. And it was a girl in her wedding dress at the altar being like, we good for today. Texting her husband, we good for today. That is me. Yeah. As in, I'm so, I think, like... Love life is the one aspect of my life that is, like, consistently a shambles, that I am so apprehensive about being public about it.
Yeah, yeah,
because I'm like, I hate that feeling of having to then, oh, I need to explain myself or give this, like,
but
public
apology.
But you
don't have to be fair.
True, you don't but then...
You can choose.
What I hate is people are going to make the narrative for you anyway.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I kind of... Oh, if you're going to spread lies and deceit, I want to control the narrative.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that must piss you off.
Yeah. Controlling the narrative is something that I've had to let go of. But
really?
I will say about being public versus being private, it's so much more freeing. Like, it is freeing. Like, if you're not doing the performative thing, you're not doing hashtag ads with them.
Right, yeah.
Then
it's
much more freeing because you're just like, oh, we can go on a date and we don't have
you're not on edge about it.
That someone's going to out one out.
Right.
And you can just sort of...
Mm-hmm. You can just be.
Yeah. And I kind of like being public about it because when I'm in a relationship, I'm proud of my relationship.
Yeah.
It's a big part of me. And so
this is what I hate. I think this is where I struggle with this because I, believe it or not, I know I'm tomfoolery and chaos, but I am such a lover girl if I'm in that space. I am such a lover girl.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, oh, I can't be embarrassed. I can't do it.
No, it's fine.
And that's why I'm like...
It's part of growth, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ego death, it needs to die. The ego needs to die.
Oh, yeah, the ego's still very much whizzing around in there. She needs a good kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I think you would have... It's different depending on your level of, like, where you're at as well. I think you have a platform where everyone's eyes are on you, especially when you came out. There was even more interest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so who's she going to date? What's her type going to be? Like, this, that and the other. That must have just been jarring. But I think it's nice for you to be able to say, well, I don't really care. I'm just going to date who I want to date.
Yeah.
So you just let go of it all.
It is, because then you just have a level of anxiety that I just don't want to have.
Yeah.
I don't want to have that.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I'm dating. Enjoy.
And then you just left it at that.
Yeah, enjoy. And then that's it.
Is there a huge difference between dating men and women?
Yes.
Let's hear it. I need to know.
Do you know what? It's hard to, like, pinpoint what it is.
Is it emotional intelligence?
Yes.
Why are men thick? Men are thick.
How did that happen?
What?
You've just projected spit all the
have
way across from here.
That's how passionately I feel about men being thick.
Like, wow.
I said...
Yeah.
Well, listen, why are you thick? And you made me spit on Amber. I'm sorry, Baba.
No, I don't mind.
I didn't even see that. Are we? Was that? Oh, okay.
Anyway, emotional intelligence, yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because women in general are just hyper intelligent in terms of emotions, I think. And obviously there are those stereotypes about lesbians that everyone says when it's like almost too hyper aware, where lesbians go on a date once and all of, and they're in love.
Yeah, literally.
And I understand that because two female energies.
Yeah, it's chaos. It is chaos.
The only thing that stops women from being like immediately in love with a man in a straight couple is that the men are a bit like, whatever, you know? Yeah. They're less on it.
Like, I don't know, I guess some straight relationships have this, but being with a girl, being with a woman, is like being, like, dating your best friend. That's what it feels like.
Right.
And it's the best thing ever.
Oh, my God, like, it's the best thing ever.
There's nothing, like, I don't even know what you'd call it, but there's no, like, mask or anything. It's very much, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, a game of, like, back and forth, or who's going to text this, and who's going to say this, and what time should I set? It's just, like...
It's the games of it all. Yeah. And I think in straight relationships, there's almost this... There's, like, this constant bravado for a straight man to be, like, upholding, you know? Like, I can't be wet or I can't be, like, too much because there's, like, more of a chase. And I'm just like, I'm tired of running, man. I'm not Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Can we just be in love?
Yeah.
Like,
maybe let's... Maybe we should date a girl then and stuff.
We've had this conversation as well. I don't know. No. So I don't know if I could go, like, all the way, but I have dabbled in girlies.
And no, I'm not surprised.
But, like, I've dabbled in girlies.
Right.
But I don't know if I could see myself dating a girl. I don't know. Interesting. Not a true ally, are you?
I go don't all know. The way. Otherwise, you're not an ally.
I don't know. I don't know why. I also haven't allowed myself to ever get there. So, like,
have you ever, like, proper fancied a girl and thought?
Yeah.
So why not just?
Yeah. There have been a few times, and I've almost been, oh my God.
I'm not, because you might traumatize the lesbians. Don't do that.
Why?
Because that's the thing where, like, people are curious and then they go for it and then they're like, actually, no, and date a man and no.
And then everyone's upset
and then
about
I'm
it.
Gonna get, cancelled for that because I was the one that...
Because you were the one that tried to turn me.
Don't fucking do it.
No, I will tell you about this one... This is really funny, actually.
Right, look, what?
You were there.
When?
You were fucking there.
When?
We were at a brand event. Are you joking, Amber? Right, this is just so funny because me and Amber have actually been in this situation and I'm trying to remember it because maybe we'd had a few drinks. Why could we not?
Always.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, why can I not think? I'm like, what the whole thing's a bit hazy. But I remember there's a girl who I thought was really, really gorgeously fit at this event.
Mixed race?
No.
I say mixed race.
You can keep that in because that's even funnier. No, she wasn't.
I can't remember who it was. Right, okay, anyways.
I will show you her after
this. Yeah.
And I remember... Oh, yeah, don't worry. I have an account on speed dial. me just looking at it at night. Ah. And I remember it was you, me, Georgia, and I basically said, I really fancy her. And I was like, I never really feel like that. But, like, I am such a... girls go in the sense that I will always tell a woman they look beautiful. Me and Jack have this, like, pact.
Yeah.
We're always like, we don't think that people compliment each other enough.
Yeah.
Ever. So we're like, if we think something nice about somebody, go up to them and say it because it always makes their day.
So it's funny that I have a pact where, like, if my friend messages, I reply, which is crazy.
You are such a little bitch.
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
We're actually at war.
I'm sorry.
She's not.
It was so easy, though.
It was easy, but she's not sorry.
Okay, so the pack, yeah, you want to compliment the girl.
Sorry. The pack...
You're such a bitch.
And I remember coming up to you in Georgia and
Pitching
going...
Gears,
yeah, exactly. And being like, help, SOS. Right. And I said, how the hell do I tell this girl that she's fit?
What did I say?
You were going, just go up to her. No, I remember. You went, babe, see, do you like girls? Because I do. And I went, I'd rather die, I can't say that. I said, are you joking? I said, I'm a fresh neck. I'm a fresh neck. Fresh, but that sounds like I was saying I'm a fresh neck. I'm a little egg. I'm an egg fresh out of the shell here. That's what I meant to say. Right. And I was like...
Well, not even out the shell.
Well, not out the shell at all. I'm almost just like scratching it a bit. And you told me to go, you need to go over to her. And I went, no. And she went, see, do you like girls? Because I do. And I went, not saying that. And I said, can we... Next question. Can we say something else? And then you went, okay, just go and compliment her. What the fuck did that do? I went up to her and I went, you look so good tonight. She went, thanks, babe. And I went, oh, for fuck's sake.
That's the thing with girls.
I must have complimented this bitch 6 times. Yeah. By the end, I walked away and I went, she doesn't get it. She's not getting it. She didn't get it.
And this is why I said, you have to say, do you like girls? Because with women, it's so hard because we're so nice. Because
everyone,
anyway.
Yeah.
Are you flirting with us? Are you just being nice?
Right.
Yeah. Like someone's like, oh.
I'm like an over complimenter. Like, if you're my mate, I'll literally say, God, your tits are so perky in this. Well, this looks lit.
Yeah, I thought you fancied me, to be honest, because you compliment me that much.
Well. And it all comes out.
Yeah.
And it all comes out now.
It was really me, wasn't it? It was really me.
Imagine that's the plot twist of all of this. Yeah, it was. It was Abigail. Write it down. But I remember being so confused and I was like, how do you like do this?
But you know, that's what happened to me though.
What do you mean?
That's how it first happened with me. That I was like, I was doing like an interview situation with a girl and I was like, are we flirting? Like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, you couldn't figure it out.
I didn't know what was happening, but I fancied her and I was like, what? Like, I've never fancied her before, really? And then she messaged me being like, thank you for being so like fun and nice. And I was like, oh, no problem. She said, do you want to go for a drink? And I was like,
okay, right. Tell me, at that point, did you think, okay, I read the vibe how she read the vibe? Or were you still like, we're going for a drink as friends?
No, I was like, I'm in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew, because
you
just wouldn't, like, I think that compliment's okay, but you just wouldn't ask another girl to go for a drink unless you were expecting, like, not sex, but, like, you were expecting, like...
Unless you were expecting to see tits.
Yeah, do you know what, like, no... It to not be just a friendly thing.
I think it's such a, like, that must be impossible to navigate. When you're first exploring it.
Yeah.
Because I can't even imagine. I remember saying this to Georgia as well, because Georgia is like...
Big,
massive leather. Georgia has only been out for... Actually, no, I feel like it's
4 years.
Something like that. Oh, did she? Yeah, I think it's something like that. So, not ages. And I remember we used to go out in her era where she still liked men. And it was the funniest thing. Like, she'd, like, get with a guy or something and she'd be like, I'm fucking terrified. I hope he doesn't get his cock out. And I'd be like, Georgie, you're not meant to feel like this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not how you're meant to feel. You're meant to be like, whoa. And she was like, Ash, all I could think the whole night was, please don't get it out. Please don't get that serpent demon out. And
in
I went...
In the middle of the club, though, I would hope the same thing.
No, not in the middle, for God's sake. No, not in the middle of the club, but, like, we'd, like, go back to an afters. There'd be, like, a boy with her or something that obviously she's been talking to.
Right.
So there could be an opportunity for something to happen. Maybe they go home together, whatever. And she was terrified.
Why did she go to the house? Anyways, I'll talk
all
to you
the
about
afters
that.
Were at our house, okay, by the way. Okay, as okay, in, okay, we are okay. the hosts of okay. the afters, obviously.
Okay.
So that's why. And I remember her just being like, oh my God, I can't bear it. And at that point, I said, Georgia, I think you need to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't think you like boys.
Well, that was me. Obviously, I wasn't scared that someone was going to get the cock out.
Right.
But it was like I had men on the ropes. Like I had them on the ropes in relationships. Like I had
Did
them.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad about it because I had them on the ropes. Like, I was just...
I bet for that reason they were probably so into you.
Yeah, obsessed. Yeah, I was the devil.
Because you weren't actually bothered.
I thought I was bothered.
Right.
Because I didn't know, but I wasn't really actually that bothered.
How many times have you been in love?
Well, this has been fun. Yeah.
Anyway, next question. Yeah. See ya.
This was in my list of questions, not a fuck.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know. Maybe like once.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? How long went from when you went for the drink with the girl before you put the tweet out saying I'm switching teams? Like, what was the time?
Nice.
Okay.
I would like to know that.
The timeline.
Receipts, timelines,
proof, charts,
voice everything.
Okay, so this girl and the drink happened, and then I think it was like maybe 6 months later.
Oh, okay.
So it was a while.
Yeah, that's quite a while.
Do you know what it is? The thing about me was I was a raging ally, but I but I wasn't like gonna force myself into it.
Yes,
like,
I wasn't I agree.
Like, this is what it is for you now. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, I fancy this girl.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And if I like her, then I like her.
Yeah.
And then whatever. And then even then I still thought maybe it's just this girl.
Right.
And not just, like, all girls ever.
Yeah.
And so I dated her for
not
a bit.
Not all girls ever.
Yeah. All girls that ever exist.
All girls that exist.
But, yeah, so I didn't realise. Yeah, I was just kind of being soft with myself.
Right.
I wasn't sure. Anyways, that ended up not working out. I was too wild. That's another story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Too wild.
What was that when you were in your, like, going out every night era and shaking ass?
No.
What do you mean about too wild, then?
I don't know, don't know. Lesbians are funny, you know. I don't know. Too wild.
What do you mean you're too wild?
I don't know. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, right? She didn't drink.
Right.
And I drank. However, she was ordering non-alcoholic cosmopolitans and I was having real-life cosmopolitans. So after about two cosmopolitans, I forgot that hers were non-alcoholic and I was like, get another one.
So you're
round.
Like, let's keep yeah. going.
Let's
another
keep the
one.
Good vibes going, yeah. Fancy another one.
And
another
you're
one,
getting,
thank you.
Yeah, another one, thank
and
you. And you're getting fucked.
Fucked up. And she's like, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. No. Do you drink now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, oh, great.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I've already had a drink today.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good for you, girl.
Yay!
We need to go for a little cocktail. Okay, guys, it's been a while since we did a Riddler on the Roof.
Good afternoon, Riddlers. I've got a wild one for you. Poor people have it. Rich people need it. If you eat it, you die. What
if you eat it?
Mm-hmm. Eat it.
Eat it. I thought he said, okay.
All if you eat it, you die.
Yeah.
Poor people have it. Rich people
oh, poor
need
people.
It.
Poor people have it.
That's some language barrier. Poor.
Yeah, poor. Poor people have it.
Rich people need it.
Rich people need it. If you eat it, you die.
How long have we got? Because I'm locked in now.
Oh, who cares? Let's be locked
okay,
in.
I'm locked in. What would someone eat?
Rich people.
Sorry. Sorry, I just...
You're in the gutter.
You don't die if you eat that, though, so...
This is really hard.
Poor people...
Community.
Have...
They do, more than rich people do.
What do rich people not have that they need?
Friends. Yeah. Yeah, like...
If you eat your friends, you don't die, though.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and she's willing to find out. That's really funny. It's the eat it, you'll die thing is what's sending me. Yeah, eat it.
Like a metaphor.
But eat words is a metaphor, no?
It is, you're right, and now I'm thinking...
You're thinking you're a raspberry.
Because I'm a proper riddle human, like, I love a riddle.
Well, apparently we're not. Apparently we're shy. I can't believe...
It's quite harsh on poor people, is what I would say.
Oh, it's harsh.
It's people harsh have... on poor people.
It feels a bit mean.
Poor people have...
Reductive.
Right. Okay.
Oh, so we shouldn't really say it.
Oh, no, don't. We have to get
riddle.
It. It's just a riddle,
riddle,
guys.
It's not real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
there's no politics.
Opinions.
Yeah, there's no politics in this riddle, please. You're a whole...
If you have something. What is the word?
Bullshit.
Nothing.
Whole lot of nothing.
Whole lot of nothing. If you eat nothing,
if you
die!
Eat nothing, you die. Oh! So poor people have nothing.
Poor people have it. Rich people need it.
Rich people need nothing. What? That's shit.
Oh, need for nothing.
They have a need for nothing.
Need for nothing.
Nothing.
That's very interesting. And then if you eat nothing, you die.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell. I do have one more question for you.
Yes.
Dating apps?
No.
No? Just no?
No.
I feel like you're a bit too known to be on dating apps.
Well, I've been on Raya. Well,
don't talk about Raya.
And I don't like it.
Raya's awful. Raya's the pits of hell,
no,
I think.
I've been on it once before, but I just, yeah.
I think it's shit.
I don't like it.
And everyone
thinks... What are you here for? Just for friends? No, you're fucking not. Why is anyone on there for just for friends? Like, shut the
just
fuck
for
up.
Friends really pisses me off.
Like, get off here.
Yeah, I agree.
Go to the pub, dude. Like, go outside.
Go to the pub.
Like, it's so easy.
I agree. I hate it. I hate that
you
app.
You have to make friends on a dating app. There's something going wrong.
Also, I just feel like everybody that you come across on a dating app at the minute, especially if you ever had Hinge.
Never.
You're missing out. There's Emma, some funny shit.
You do voice notes. Where what? You have to say, like, what's
yes, you could
fun
do...
fact about you? And they're like, well, actually, I like to play, like, Scrabble on Sundays.
Yes. Like that. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Right, I'm going to show you. In fact, we can insert
this. Is that
this.
Loretta on the back of your phone?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. How lit does she look?
Yeah, she looks great.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody gave that to me in the middle of the box and said, that. I think this is you. And I was like...
It is you?
Yes.
That is you?
In it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna try and find some funny, but my mate sends me the funny shit on her Hinge all the time, and she just screen records it, and it is so jokes. You're gonna die.
I don't know if I could do a Hinge.
I think you could, but then how would you ever, like, I don't know how you're meant to meet people. Look at what my ADHD just did. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick your phone back up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, just like authentically.
No, that doesn't work.
Why not?
I am convinced that doesn't work. And I, for me, it doesn't anyway. Because when I'm out, I am so committed to, like, the people I'm out with.
Yeah.
And, like, my mates and, like, the vibe. And just, I'm not being fit when I'm out. I'm being ridiculous. I'm never going to meet someone that way. Categorically, I'm just not. I'm actually just
I
not.
Would. I'm still there for my friends. Yeah, I want to kiss someone in the club. Isn't that crazy?
You want to kiss them all in the club?
Well, I have.
What do you mean?
I did once. One time I kissed someone in the box, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, one time.
Are you a kiss in the club girl?
No, one time only. This is what I'm saying. I only did it once.
You've only kissed someone in a club once?
Yeah.
I'm in hell.
Why?
Because I always kiss people in the club.
I thought you were committed to your friends.
No.
He's a liar. When you said that, I was like, this is a lie.
No, yeah. I'm committed. No, what I mean is I wouldn't be able to meet anyone of, like, substance. As in, it's just, like, silly stuff.
Yeah, but it's always going to be that, though. And that's fine.
Exactly. So how can you meet people out?
Because you get the numbers, and then the next day you're like, oh, like, fun?
It just never works for me. It actually doesn't.
I think that you're being too closed off to it.
Do you think?
Yeah. I think, like, just be like, oh, it could happen.
Yeah.
I've met people off, like, TikTok and everything.
Yeah, I suppose. I think, would you ever long-distance relationship? Never. Me neither.
I can't. I just couldn't.
No.
What's the point?
I'm a physical touch person as well.
Yeah.
So for me, that's, like, a huge... If I can't touch you for, like, 6 weeks at a time...
Yeah, no, what's the point?
Then I just feel like you hate me.
Yeah. And I think maybe when I was younger, like, that's the vibe. But
yeah.
I want to, like, be locked in a team with someone. How am I going to be a team with someone that's across the globe? I can't. Like, I want to be locked in.
As in, are you the type of person that you want, like... Do you like to do everything with them?
Yes, it's bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have to keep a hold on that because I'm like, come to this event with me. Come
to everything with me.
They'd be sat there right now if there was someone to be sat there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They'd be sat there right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Are you?
Yeah, and I think that's also an issue.
Why? No, I think that's a good...
No, because I've been told, like, you're a bit too independent, like, I may as well be a fart in the wind. And I'm like, yes.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, because this is definitely like a fear thing on my part.
Yeah. So you avoidant? Are you avoidant attachment?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm kind of like, if you up and leave, I don't want me to have no world left because you were the whole world.
Yeah.
So I'm like, my world's going to thrive and you're just going to be there.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think a happy medium because I'm...
There needs to be somewhere in the middle of where we're both at.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
I will put people on a pedestal that do not deserve to be.
Really?
And I'm like, you're the best thing ever. Like, oh my God, come everyone with me. Come into my world. Like, yeah. I'm so like...
Are you generous in that sense as well? Like, you're like, as in, you like are a giver. There's no you're a giver.
Wow.
That's not what I meant.
Wow.
I meant
am I
like,
top or a bottom? Is that what you're asking? Fuck you. No, I'm joking.
No. But like, are you generous if you're in a relationship with your partner? Like, you want to give them everything. You want to, you know, like, do everything for them. Yeah. Like, are you that kind of person?
Yeah. I'm like, if anything breaks, I've got it already within the first 5 minutes. If
really?
I think, oh, my God, that person will love that, I'm getting 500 of those. If
really?
Snack,
you are a lover girl.
If there's a certain snack that they'll like, they'll have it a lifetime supply.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm honestly...
You're a big lover girl.
I'm I'm a huge lover girl. I'll give, like, everything.
Everything, yeah. But then it's hard when that... when anything ends.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, my God, what now?
Yeah, and I think that... I've got such a good life, like, and I've got such a good, like, job, and I get to do really fun things, and I need to have, like, a balance between, like, not just going all the way over to that side.
Yeah.
And staying somewhere in the middle. Like, maybe I'll buy all the snacks that you like, but also, I want to come and do a podcast.
Yeah. And I don't, you don't need to come with me, like, I can go by myself.
Yeah,
I think, basically, wherever this middle ground is where we both need to be in.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to go on our night out.
5 minutes. Wrap up.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, of course. I need to show you this thing. Hang on. I'm going to show you some of these because they're just so good.
Oh, is this the hidden stuff?
Yeah. Some of them are hell. Okay. Where are the good ones?
So when am I actually going to do something?
Do you want to do a night out?
Absolutely. But I actually want to talk to you as well.
Okay. Would you want to go for dinner then?
Yeah.
Dinner and then night out.
Yeah.
So we can actually talk to each other.
Yeah.
And then do a night.
Mm-hmm. Because you've been doing the most as well now. Like, we'll have, like, obviously. Oh, no. No, I don't like it.
Yeah. This is a genuine. Okay. Well, what's mad is, as in, 0% body fat, good looking boy.
You can't put his whole face on
there.
Can
you not? Okay, can we. Okay, can we put his abs in there?
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
No.
We could put his abs in there. Okay.
And this is exactly why I'm not on a date now. Can you imagine someone being like, this is her, look.
It's just dating me
listen to the stupid shit.
Dating me is like.
Soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach. If we try it, so we're breaking free. You know the world can see us.
He's kind of trying, though.
It's different than who we are. Creating space between us.
No.
That's it.
No. Do you know what?
That's it.
Do you know what? No. Right?
But
I love someone that doesn't take themselves too seriously, but make it 10 seconds.
I completely agree.
Why do we hear the full?
That was the worst
3 minutes
thing
of the song.
But there's so much of that on Hinge.
No.
But I will say, you will have fun on it. It's funny.
What that?
No, yeah. Did that not make you feel a bit happy?
Because it's not my account. If it was my account, I'd be offended. I can't believe this.
There's a lot of that, though.
What a waste of fucking time. I'd be upset.
It is.
I'm saying,
what a waste of fucking time.
How dare you?
Would you?
That'd be mad.
How dare you come on my page and act like
that? It's a laugh now. But, no, if I was sat and I was wanting to actually date someone and I came across that, I'd be...
You'd be fuming.
Yeah, I'd be like, no.
She doesn't take any shit, guys. She really doesn't. And we're going out and then we can do another pod and we can talk about the night out. What do you think about that?
Yeah, inviting us back already.
Yeah.
And then you could come on mine.
Oh, my God. Are you joking?
That doesn't exist yet.
Are you going to get have one?
Absolutely, I'm going to get one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you having a podcast?
Yeah.
Have you just decided this now, or is this a thing?
No, it's been a thing, yeah. I don't think it's going to be like this. I think it's going to be more like...
You want to, like, be chilled?
In bed, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Like, in your cosies?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's really cute. Mm-hmm. I'd love to come on yours.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, guys. Amber Gill's got a pod.
You'd love to come on my what?
What? The whole body's one big innuendo. And on that note, guys, like, comment, subscribe. If you're watching, please leave me 5 stars. If you're listening, mm-hmm. Love me, lips me, tell your nan, tell your granddad, tell Amber Gill, and maybe lips though, because it seems like she wants it. Ooh. Love you.
Love you.